did you feel when you got out of bed this morning and you looked out the window, or last night? Were you filled with joy, exuberant all the snow that you'd have to shovel? No. Were you looking forward to getting out in this stuff today? No. How you felt inside is attitude. Is attitude. Attitude is the advanced man of our two selves. Its roots are inward, but its fruit is outward. It is our best friend or our worst enemy. It is more honest and consistent than our words. It is an outward look based on inward feelings. It's the thing which draws people to us or repels them from us. It is never content until it's expressed. It is the librarian of our past, the speaker of our present, and the prophet of our future. It and it alone is solely responsible for our quality of life. I've been more excited about this series, I think, than any series I've ever done, as I've been thinking about the whole area of attitude, and as God's been teaching me about my attitudes and what the potential is to change an individual's life without any exterior things changing. But all dependent, as Brent was saying in the scripture reading this morning, on what's going on inside of us. You see, we can control that. I can't control the snow. Our piano player last night went north to do a wedding for a friend. And of all nights, it was not the best night to go play the piano for a friend. And she was stranded. And I woke up this morning realizing that she was stranded, thinking about what attitude should I take this morning. Should I take my sad and depressed attitude? My frustrated attitude that we may not be able to do what we want to do today? Or my expectant attitude that God will work things out and God knows what He's doing and I'm just not going to worry about it this morning? Boy, we get tested in our attitudes all the time. I was reading the other day about airplanes and pilots. And I don't know if you know this or not. For most of us, I doubt we'd know this. It'd be nice if cars had this feature. But airplanes have what's called an attitude indicator. I didn't know that. An attitude indicator. And it tells you what the attitude of the airplane is. And an attitude of the airplane is the position of the aircraft in relationship to the horizon. If the attitude isn't upward and moving, when you go to take off, you won't take off. You just stay on the ground or go off the end of the runway and crash. Consequently, when you're climbing in an airplane, it's called a nose-up attitude. When you're descending or crashing, it's a nose-down attitude. Ever feel that way? I got a nose-down attitude in life. Or a nose-up attitude in life. And pilots know that in order to change the performance of the airplane, they must change the attitude of the airplane. And by changing the attitude, they change the performance of the airplane. There's even manuals written on it. In fact, they're teaching it very regularly now to pilots, attitude flying. And there's manuals called attitude manuals. An attitude is an inward feeling expressed by outward behavior. It's something that's going on inside of you. It's a choice that you have made, sometimes consciously, and sometimes we think unconsciously. And it affects what's going on around us. Consequently, attitude has a real incredible impact on people. You ever been around someone who's just down in the mouth? They walk into the room, maybe they come to a party, or you go home for Christmas. You've got a relative that's got an attitude problem. Everything is always wrong in life, and everyone would like to have a good time at Christmas, but this one individual ruins everyone's Christmas. Why? Because of their attitude. Conversely, you ever been around a person that's just, they're just such a joy to be around, they're bubbly, they're enthusiastic, they're cheery, and they can take and brighten up a whole room. They can change the way a team plays. They can have an impact on people. Our attitudes have impact on people around us all the time. We don't even realize it. Well, just like in an airplane, its attitude is the relationship of the aircraft to the horizon, so our attitude is the relationship of our mind to life. The relationship of our mind and our heart to life and life circumstances. There's not any of us that can choose perfect circumstances. We can't do it. In 1989, you might have a New Year's resolution to have a perfect life. This year, I want a perfect life. This year, I want to make more money than I've ever made before. This year, I want to acquire that new car that I've never had but always wanted. This year, this year, this year. You want to know something? The reason I'm so excited about this series is because you can't have a perfect year. You can't have a year like you've never had. Not by changing what's without, but by changing the whole way you live your life. Your quality of life is totally, solely dependent on your attitude, my attitude towards life. And just like pilots have a manual for attitude flying, God has given us a manual for attitude living. It's called the Bible. I remember the story a few years ago. Some of you probably saw the movie The Hiding Place or read the book. And I was thinking about attitudes the other day. First person that comes to my mind when I think about attitudes is Betsy Tamboon and her father. Not Corey. Corey had a ways to go. Corey, she changed hers. But Betsy was the sister in the Nazi concentration camps that died. And one particular time, if matters weren't bad enough being in the concentration camp, and they had to move these railroad ties, and they had to move railroad rails, and they had to move and wheelbarrow all these great big junk parts, and with all these women, it was freezing cold out, blizzards, much colder than it is today, frozen ground, and their legs are bleeding, and they have newspapers, whatever they can find wrapped around their feet. I mean, life was bad. Circumstances were bad. Well, to make matters worse, they get back one day from working outside and find out that their mattresses have been infested with lice. And Corey and Betsy have this beautiful hair. And everyone's got lice in their hair, and they give them this lice soap, and so they have to cut their hair. And Betsy's just singing a song. It almost, you want to hit her. You know, she's just singing this song, and she's so happy, and Corey is getting so mad. And she's so sick of her sister's attitude. Because life couldn't be worse. And not so with Betsy. She just thanked God for those lice, and it turned out, as they realized later, in just a matter of a few days, that because of the lice, the guards didn't come in and rape the women in their cabin. Because of the lice. And I think about her attitude when I think about life. God has been challenging me and my attitudes. What are my attitudes? And it's kind of hit me freshly, like never before. I can choose every single attitude I have. I can choose it. And it can always be a good one. Philippians 4 and verse 23 is a verse I'd like to read this morning. And it tells us this: you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. You know, it's really interesting about this passage. Now, I'll tell you, knowing the Lord is the most exciting thing in the world. It is so fantastic to know God. The other day I was with a friend, and we were looking at some furniture over at the Galleria. We were just looking, not really intending to buy. And we were walking around looking at this furniture, and there's a place over in the Galleria called Cedric's. And my friend and I had to pick up a suit at Dayton's, and so we thought, well, let's stop in at Cedric's. Never been to Cedric's. So we get into Cedric's. And boy, Cedric's is really nice. The first time in my life I touched a $2,400 suit made out of the same cloth the Pope wears, made in Italy, and the matching $700 loafers that go with it. Kind of reminded me of a mafia store, you know? Had the big wide pinstripes on it. Really nice. Hardly knew you had it all. It was just beautiful. You know, if you're going to wear a suit like that, you better have the attitude to go with it. And you know what happens when you put a suit like that on, though? It kind of does something to you. You kind of feel a little richer. Kind of feel a little better. Outlook on life is a little brighter. That's why people want to have nice things. That's why people are always trying to acquire nice things. Because for a moment, it changes the way they see life until the first time they're carrying their new baby, their first one. And it vomits on them. And a $2,300 suit. Boy, does the attitude go down fast. You know? Or the first time their new Acura or their new Porsche is parked in Byerly's parking lot. And some old jalopy Buick, 1989, dings their door. Attitude goes down. Attitude indicator is going down, down, down. The attitude goes. You know what's really amazing? It's when you put on God, what does something to your attitude? When you clothe yourself with God, what He's made like, and He puts it on you for nothing, well, I tell you, it does something to your attitude. But it doesn't stay that way automatically, you see. Our attitudes are our choice. And we can rock around with the joy that God has and the encouragement and the peace and the power that God has in our life. Or we can choose not to believe that. You know, you can act like $1 million or you can act like your poverty. It all depends on your attitude. If you're going to be a winner, then you need to allow your attitudes to be molded by a winner. And there is no greater manual in the world for molding your attitudes than the Bible. And there has never been a greater winner than Jesus Christ. He was God, and He was man. We don't tend to think of Jesus as a winner, do we? I mean, He got killed. What a bad deal. He got crucified. He was victimized. He was brutalized. He suffered. His life was a drag. Oh, you'd never know it if you talked to Him, would you? Does a guy whose life is a drag go around everywhere doing good? Does a guy whose life is a drag go around everywhere giving everyone else hope? Does a guy who has such a negative outlook in life, oh, in 3 years I'm going to die. Oh, man, in 3 years I'm going to die. That wasn't Jesus' outlook on life. Jesus' outlook on life was filled with faith, filled with confidence in His Father. There was never a dull moment with the Lord. It's so neat to read about Him and about the men who were with Him. And He'd go from place to place and He'd take one depressing situation after another and turn it into something bright, something wonderful, something exciting. Almost every time except once, when He came to His own hometown, they were just too negative. And I think, as I reflect on the Lord, I think, wow, I want my attitude to be like His. I like, you know, the be attitudes. Be attitude. This is the attitude you're to be. That's why they call them the be attitudes. Thought the Lord had poor English. He doesn't. This is be attitudes. What'd it be, man? Be attitudes. See? Now, you know, think about it all. Be attitudes. It's what's going on inside of you. What is your attitude? If you want to change your 1989, then you change your attitude. Are you willing? Ask yourself that. Am I willing? Am I willing to change my attitude? Am I? If you are, then this will be the most profitable series in your life. If you are. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. It says this. Do not be conformed to this world. You know, if you ever ask yourself this, would you really like to be conformed to society around you? You ever thought about it? I'd ask yourself a few questions. Is there really a lot of positiveness in our society today? Watch TV. Oh, let's say I talk about it. Would you like to be conformed to most of the images you see on TV? I mean, do they just really excite you? Do they just look so like, boy, that'd be a wonderful life? Most of the time, what really goes on in reality, we would never want to be conformed to. It's kind of an easy question to answer. Oh, we might think, well, I might not mind, you know, having Tom Selleck's lifestyle. I might not mind, you know, being on the lifestyles of the rich and famous. Except most of the lifestyles of the rich and famous, the show never shows the infamous part of the famous. It never shows the 4 or 5 marriages. It never shows the devastated families. It never shows all the crud. No, you see, there's always a price. You don't really want to be conformed to what you see around us. But you know what the secret is to not be? To be transformed by the renewing of your attitudes. This year, your life can change and be like it has never been before. Your marriage can change and be like it's never been before. And I've been married almost 10 years now, and I've asked myself consistently, one thing has struck me. Sometimes things aren't always so outwardly good. And it would be real easy to go, you know, this is a bad marriage. This is a bad situation. This is a miserable job. And this is a miserable car. This is a miserable house. Everything's miserable. The story is told of a grandfather who had his grandchildren over every Christmas. And every Christmas, kind of a tradition, Grandpa would lay down on the couch after lunch and fall asleep and be snoring away. So the grandkids thought they'd play a little joke on Grandpa. They took some Limburger cheese and they put it in his mustache. Of course, you know what happens when that fragrant aroma goes right up your nose. And he wakes up out of his sleep going, "Oh, something stinks in here." So he leaves the living room and goes out of the kitchen. "Well, something stinks in here." So he goes outside. "I'm going to get some fresh air." So he goes outside. "The whole world stinks." You know, that's the way we are with life, isn't it? That's the way we are with life. And all I had to do was get rid of the Limburger cheese, see? All I have to do is change the attitude. Change the attitude. And your marriage will change. And your life will change. And your job will change. That doesn't mean you may not want to change jobs. But I could never compile the statistics enough to show you how many jobs, how many promotions, how many raises have been lost because of poor attitude. How many marriages have been ruined because of poor attitude? How many lives today are being lived in the dumps because of poor attitude? If you with me in the next 6 weeks together, and we can help set a new habit in your life and in my life, if you'll change your attitudes this year, your life will be transformed and 1989 will be the most awesome year you have ever had, and it will set you on a course. On a course, an unstoppable course for good things to happen in your life. No matter what happens around you. No matter what happens around you. Always remember this. You cannot tailor make your circumstances. But you can tailor make every attitude to fit the circumstance that comes along. That's your choice. I want to invite you back next week. We're going to look at why attitude is so important and the 6 things that it determines in your life. There are 6 things that attitude determines in your life. Some of them may really surprise you.